Decisions. The Oxford Cheese Trail, the Georgian Bay Geopark South Coast, the Highland Hustle, and the Great Lakes Waterfront Trail are but four of the hundreds of fascinating, fun and diverse on and off-road cycling experiences and routes available in Ontario. Louisa Mercel, Executive Director of Transportation Options, including Ontario by Bike, confirmed a surging Canada First travel trend after participating in the Outdoor Adventure Show, Toronto, and the Toronto Bicycle Show and E-Bike Expo, plus Salon du Vélo de Montréal within the last month. I can say that in recent shows we have been in, it was incredible to hear firsthand what we had heard anecdotally to date, that Canadians, both those in Ontario as well as Quebecers we met in Montreal, are keen to travel in Canada this year. Most are actively making plans to avoid travel in the USA, hence considering all the amazing destinations and experiences in Ontario and other provinces. This really aligns more broadly with industry trends, states Amra Durkovich, head of communications for Flight Central Travel Group Canada. We noticed that for the month of February, when we compare 2025 to 2024, there's actually a 40% decrease in bookings from Canada to the US. If you are considering an Ontario travel or vacation holiday this year, there is no better way to genuinely experience and meaningfully explore our great province than by bicycle, and Ontario by Bike is an inspiring and all-encompassing resource. Are you an avid cyclist searching for new locations to explore? Whether it's butter tart and cheese routes or historic destinations showcasing where and how Ontarians last defeated the American hordes trying to conquer our country, sorry, couldn't resist, OBB will have the information, or link you to bicycle-friendly organizations within most Ontario communities that do. Fort Malden on the St. Clair River, Fort Era on the Niagara or the Chrysler's Farm Battleground on the St. Lawrence, each of these historic treasures can be accessed by paved and signed paths and trails that are car-free. This makes them ideal for those new or newish to cycling. If Ontario's magnificent natural landscape, be it the Canadian Shield of Algonquin Park or the vast beaches of Georgian Bay, attracts you, there's an off-road trail network or on-road route that will take you and your friends there. Is culture your thing? Ontario is so much more diverse than we sometimes realize. In St. Jacobs and Elmira in the Waterloo region, you can pedal, via the West Montrose Covered Bridge, into thriving Mennonite communities, and be appreciated for your chosen mode of travel. Set aside a few days to explore Manitoulin Island and its indigenous culture and communities via peaceful rural back roads, with numerous stops at spectacular beaches or restaurants serving ridiculously delicious fresh-caught fish. Surprise yourself with an eye-opening experience exploring some of the urban culture in Toronto via paved paths and bike lanes from waterfront Marie Curtis Park in Etobicoke to Tommy Thompson Park on the Leslie Street Spit. The hustle and bustle of the downtown waterfront, pedaling while occasionally enveloped in pedestrian traffic, looking straight up at buildings so tall they bump the sky, and gazing back from the spit at the city's skyline glistening in the sun will create unique cycling memories. Impressions of Toronto you would never get in a car or on public transit are yours on a bike. Impressions of Toronto you would never get in a car or on public transit are yours on a bike. Ontario by Bike has you covered if you're thinking road trip by car too, but would like to add a few easy bike rides or explorations to your itinerary. Perusing their website or the 2025 Cycling in Ontario Guide will recommend lots of places to check out by bike, and where bike rental businesses are located for your convenience. The best way to reach the information available from OBB is through their website or their 56-page Cycling in Ontario 2025 hardcopy guide, available to order free at https://www.ontariobybike.ca/co2025/. The guide includes features on various aspects of cycling and bicycle tourism, including such topics as e-bike rider profiles, waterside historic landmarks in Ontario, unique cycling challenges like riding Toronto to Montreal along the waterfront trail, and lots more. The guide self-describes as having over 50-day and multi-day itineraries for recreational and experienced cyclists as well as mountain bikers and gravel riders, divided by region. Western, Central, including Niagara, Eastern and Northern Ontario all have their own sections. If you'd like to discover which areas in Ontario offer what for cycling, or want to know more about a specific area, the guide is your answer. It also features a list of cycling events including tours, charity rides, races and other biking events for every region by month. OBB itself offers 4 tours this year, each guided by knowledgeable locals. Accommodation is planned for riders, as are meals and routes, and they will carry your luggage for you. All riders have to do is bring their bikes and be prepared to meet new, like-minded friends. The advertising in the guide is a very helpful planning tool as well. Many communities throughout Ontario advertise what they feel are their best cycling assets directly, and provide easily accessible links or contact information for other cycling facilities and related businesses within their area. A few private businesses advertise, including tour operators and rental agencies, which again provide more sources of planning information. Each suggested ride, park or trail is flagged by an easily visible symbol indicating which group it is primarily catering to. Trail rider, off-road paved or unpaved trails. Recreational cyclist, intermediate roads and trails. Experienced cyclist, advanced roads. Mountain biker, single track and fat biking. And gravel adventurers, gravel roads and bikepacking. This allows readers to narrow their selection to fit their experience and what type of cycling they hope to find. OBB's website is the guide on steroids, offering even more useful information to help plan your Ontario rides. A digital Ontario map pinpoints the location of scores of bicycle-friendly businesses and services in all categories: accommodations, attractions, breweries and wineries, cafes, restaurants, bike shops and bike tour companies, campgrounds, visitor info and more. Another drop-down divides Ontario into 12 cycling regions, many of which further subdivide, so finding quality information for very specific areas is possible. Events and tours provides detail as to what's happening and when if you enjoy extra socializing or competition. The list is endless, as ride opportunities and industry news provide different and informative perspectives, while media and more offers social media and blog connections. A very helpful feature is that many of those who have already had great riding experiences in Ontario share blogs, opinions and tips as well. Free Guides, a website crammed with information and inspiration, and many Ontario cycling-related services, all in Canadian dollars. Ontario by Bike could be your key to a unique and exciting, healthy and green, summer in Ontario. Elbows up, Canada strong, and pedal on.